First, it was updated height and weights. Now it's the most important update of the offseason, and that's jersey numbers.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five. Happy Friday. Made it through another week. We got newcomers getting jerseys. We've already talked about height and weight and all that, gains and losses and things like that. Now it's the most important thing of the offseason to talk about, and it's jersey numbers. You got freshmen getting their jersey numbers. You have portal guys getting their jersey numbers. And then you got some number changes, too, that we're going to discuss. I want to get your thoughts on a couple of them as well. But before we get started, you know what we got to do. You know we got to give a shout-out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Go to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code THEBARN25. I think I got it wrong last couple shows. It's THEBARN25 for 25% off. You already saved big on the, you know, buying in bulk. And you can take 25% off on top of that. Fresh, locally made, locally shipped salsa with a southern, little southern kick to it. And it's an Auburn family as well. Show them some love. This coupon code, I think, goes out today. So, like, if you're listening to this today, this coupon code expires. So, we haven't decided what we're doing for March yet. So, make sure you take advantage of it. Make sure you take advantage of it today. Give it a shot. I've been getting a lot of orders, a lot of great comments, a lot of good feedback. So definitely show them some love. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce, it's good, y'all. Like I said, I love number change. I love this part of the offseason. I love looking at how dudes got bigger, getting in better shape, watching newcomers come in, get a little college experience under their belt. And then you get the numbers, and the numbers are like signifying that spring football is about to start. And for now, who knows what happens next year? But spring football is about to start. These guys it's like they become officially Auburn Tigers. It's like getting knighted. They officially become Auburn Tigers when they get their numbers. We're going to go one by one, go through them all, and discuss. So, I know we're going to start with freshmen. The most important one, everybody's curious, is what's going to happen with Deuce Knight. What number is he going to get? I know there was all the talk about Cam Newton, number two. That was his number in high school. He goes with number nine, which I don't dislike. I like number nine. We're not too far enough removed from a previous number nine at quarterback that I'd love to forget, but maybe he can cleanse that number. Maybe he can cleanse it and be a really, really good player. I expected him to do something with a 2 in it, which I guess the only option would be 12. There actually is no 12 on offense. I love 12. 12 is probably my favorite quarterback number. But I dig 9. 9 works. Very, very excited to see what happens with him in spring. Again, 1 and 2, baby. No other quarterbacks. You just got 2. That's it. He's going to have a rocket ship development path. So, throw him in the fire and let's get after it. Malik Autry, no surprise. I think this was his high school number. Went with number 96. Guys, he's a monster. He's like 6'5", 330. He may have a little bit. He's got a good amount of time. He's got to get a little bit probably better in shape. I mean, this kid could play this year. We talked about size in the middle, and we're talking about height and weight. This guy could play right away. And I'm excited. I'm excited about him and his, his pathway at Auburn. Antonio Coleman, flip-flopper, but he landed on Auburn. What a fun recruitment that was, back and forth. He's a beast, man. He's going to take some time. He's going to have some time to grow a little bit. Number 99, another, that just screams interior defensive lineman. I dig it. He's a little bit undersized. He's going to have some time. He's going to have to hit the weight room and gain a little bit of weight. But he's so explosive, it won't be long till he's making an impact. So, Antonio Coleman, number 99. Jordan Crawford, my favorite player of the class, and I love this number, 95. That's a cool number. Number 95. This kid's going to play this year. I really do. I really think he's going to play this year in some form or fashion. You're going to have some more snaps on the inside. I think Jordan Crawford can be a player. I think he's going to have the best career out of this whole class. Mark that down. Y'all remember that. By the way, let me know what you think about these numbers in the comments. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hollis Davidson. I'm very intrigued by this kid. Every time I hear stuff about him, it's good. Very intrigued by his speed. We already talked about his size a couple of days ago. Number 13 for a tight end, receiving tight end. 13 screams to me receiving tight end. And it being 13, a lower number, that's just going to make him that much faster. You put him in an 80 jersey, it's probably going to at least a tenth of a second on his 40. You put him in a 13, that's lean and ready to roll. So I like that number as a tight end. I think he's going to be a good player eventually as well. Probably sooner than later. J.J. Falk, one of the more consistent guys in the class, early commitment and never wavered, hung in there, visited a couple other places, but was just never really serious anywhere else. Number 18. There's talk about him playing linebacker, more linebacker than edge. I can't wait to see what happens with him at spring. I mean, this kid's massive, and he's super athletic. So if this kid's running around there at linebacker, look out. I mean, he's probably close to 200. He's probably 235 right now at, 6'3", 6'4". He's a little bit shorter than his bigger brother, but he's just as athletic. So number 18 is a linebacker. I like it. I like that they're doing their nicknames. I like that. So, like, when you go to the Auburn football roster, they're putting the kids' nicknames in there if they have, like, a, something they go by. And I know I saw it for Bryce Diaz. I know I saw it for Bryce Diaz, and it's also on there for Anquan New Boy Fagans. I love it, man. Kids. Number 21, safety. Great number for a safety. Great number for a safety. He's going to be a player too. Ryan Gee, number 84. That just screams, I'm getting pancaked. This guy's going to pancake me. Ryan Gee, blocking tight end. Already over 250 pounds. Love it. Number 84, great blocking number. Great blocking tight end number. And, hey, I'll catch one if you're not careful in the flats, and I'll make a safety or a defensive back pay. They're going to feel it. Alvin Henderson, 22, great running back number. 22, love that. That's a great, great running back number. Can't wait to see how he translates to the SEC. But he's here working out right now. Going to be fun to watch in spring. Elijah Melendez, number 9. Got big shoes to fill there, bub. Got big shoes to fill there, but he's come in ready to go. And I think that he'll be a very similar player to Eugene. I really do. I think, Eugene just ran a blazing 40 at the NFL Combine, and you're replacing him with another guy that has blazing speed. Love it. Darian Smith, 44, as a defensive lineman. Not crazy about that number. I need to see it. I like it a little bit. It's either got to be really low or really high. I'm really not much of a fan of the 40s in general. I think you should just give them all to kickers and then delete the rest. But 44, we'll grow into loving it. This is another one. Jared Smith, 41. I mean, I'm almost expecting him to go to the portal in the spring. I mean, 41, come on, man. We got to get this kid a better number than that. Maybe there's some sentimental attachment to it, but I'm obviously joking. But 41, Jared Smith, 5-star defensive end, edge. Can't wait to see him in spring. Donovan Starr, number 22. So glad we saved him. I've heard so many good things about him. He has elite speed. Number 22 is a defensive back. That just screams pass deflection. I mean, this kid's going to be – he's going to be good. Sam Turner, number 18. Now, no surprise, I think that was his number in high school. I dig that number as a wide receiver number. I believe that was Sammy Coates, wasn't it? That's pretty good. Pretty good number. Devin Williams, 27, another great defensive back number. Eric Winters, another one of my favorite players of the class, number 25, great defensive back number. I love Eric Winters. Gosh, he could play offense too. He's just super, super talented. Friend of the show, Blake Woodby, number 12. Love that number on a defensive back. I think my favorite football number. 5 and 12 are my favorite football numbers. I like 12 on a quarterback, but I think I love it more even on a corner. Brody Shull, big 4-star offensive tackle, number 67. I like my tackles in the 70s, but I'll take 67. Not bad. Ty Buster. This number fits the name better than anybody on the whole team. 58. Number 58. He's probably going to be your center whenever. You got Kai Ellis, too. He's not here yet. So these two guys are going to battle out at center. He could play guard, too. But he's going to be a good one down the road. Bryce Diaz, number 16. This kid's a freak. Can't wait to see what he does in spring. And then John Allen McGuire, the punter from Thompson, number 37. Like I said, 37 is a good punter number. 37. Anything above like 35, needs to go to kickers, and then all of the 40s needs to go to kickers. All right, we're gonna hit portal guys in just a second. Before we do that, let's give a shout out to Roback. Go to roback.com, use coupon code button20 to take 20% off your order. What are you doing if you're not rocking Roback? They are top button friendly, great collars, structured collars. You know how I am about collars on a polo. But they also got hoodies. They got the quarter zips. They got pants. They got shorts. Get ready for spring. They got all the stuff for spring. Hey, you feel that weather outside? Feels good. I know you want to be putting a short sleeve on. Get you some zany prints, some classic polos, stripes. They got everything. Check them out. Roback.com. Let's hit the portal guys right now. Jackson Arnold, number 11. So Jackson, I can't remember if he finished with number 11 at Oklahoma, or he changed it. He was 10 and 11 at some point in time. So going back to one of his numbers at Oklahoma, I dig number 11 on a quarterback. I like it. I like it a lot. And you know, remember who was number 11 on offense last year. So foreshadowing. Ryan Strader, the cornerback from Miami of Oklahoma, who I think has one of the top returning grades in PFF for corners that are returning from last year. I don't think we're talking about him enough. Number 13, he's going to play. You know, you got your two starting guys, but I think this guy's going to play. He's going to definitely get some playing time. Hudson Kak. The punter from Australia, from Oklahoma State, keeping the Aussie punting train alive, number 30. Again, we're following the rules here. Punters in the 30s or 40s. Love it. Horatio Fields, number 5. Another one of my favorite numbers. Number 5, number 12. I think if you can wear one of those, you're probably a pretty good player. Excited to see him. Big, big wide receiver, big body wide receiver, going to make some plays. Eric Singleton Jr., one of the top players in the portal from Georgia Tech, coming in number 1. Boy, our wide receiver room number choices are fantastic. Fantastic. And that's perfect for him, number 1. I love it. Xavier Atkins. Linebacker transfer, heat-seeking missile from LSU, number 17. I'm not crazy about that number for a linebacker, but it's been successful. Chris Frost was pretty successful at number 17, so I'll allow it. Mason Murphy, offensive line transfer, probably maybe looking at guard now, number 76. Again, I like 70s as my tackles, but I put him inside. Who cares? He's good. He gives us options on the offensive line. I dig it. I love this choice, though, guys. Chris Murray from Sam Houston State, coming off the edge, number 3. That just screams NFL. NFL player. Love it. Number 3, Chris Murray from Sam Houston State. Darrell Robinson. You know, I just talked about the wide receiver room having good numbers. Our running back room has really good numbers, too. Darrell Robinson, number 21. Love that. Preston Howard, you know, number 15. The court, he was a tight end at Maryland, played quarterback in high school. Number 15. Again, that screams to me receiving. That screams to me receiving tight end. And he's an athlete, so that should be the lower digits are going to help him with his fluidity and movement for sure. Dallas Walker, this is funny. Number 35. I think he was 34. But obviously, you can't have number 34 at Auburn because that number is not allowed to be worn. That one is retired. I think he was 34 at Western Kentucky. So they're like, we'll give you the next best thing, number 35. 35 is a defensive tackle. It's a little weird. Got to get used to that one. Tay Seymour, Georgia Tech safety, number 29. That was my number in high school. So I really hope he's good. That'd be kind of cool. Connor Gibbs, the kicker. Again, following the rules. A kicker from Southern Miss, number 41. Put the kickers in the 40s. Kickers in the 30s and the 40s. Xavier Chaplin, number 65. That was his number he brought over from Virginia Tech. I love tackles in the 70s, but I'll take it. I'll take it at 65. He's going to be good. He's got a little bit of a shoulder issue that's getting cleaned up. It's going to be no big deal. No need to freak out. If you don't see him out there for spring, at least right off the bat, maybe there a little bit towards the end. Hopefully, when you get the number one offensive tackle in the portal, that they carry their rating. And Auburn can be really good on the offensive line. It feels like you're just maybe just a couple of pieces away from being pretty good, and that's one of them. So we'll see what happens there. Number changes, not a lot of them, but a couple of number changes that I think are notable. Robert Woodyard changes to the number 0 on defense. I want to know what everybody's thoughts are on number 0. I'm trying so hard to like it. I love Damari Austin, and he's wearing it on offense, but I just don't love it. I don't love number 0. It's weird. It's weird, man. I feel like it's going to be a number 8. Like it's a number 8 that just has the jersey wrinkled up, but it's a 0. Like you look at it and it's a 0. It's just weird. And I think that you probably got to put it in there because everybody, you're getting so many people on the roster, you're running out of numbers. But hopefully it's good for him, though. DeMarcus Riddick, number 6. I guess going from 16, maybe. I can't remember his number from last year. Number 6, but 6 was his number in high school. So that's solid. He gets to wear his high school number in college. He's a player. He deserves it. I just feel like that's cool, man. To be able to wear the same number you wore in high school, that's just awesome. Malcolm Simmons, remember how fast he was at number 11? He's going to be number 4 now. You won't be able to catch him. Dropping all that ink off the jersey, go from 11 to 4, get out of here. He will be walking away from people with that number 4. He'll make it legendary. So that's number 1's a wide receiver. Number 3's a wide receiver. Number 4's a wide receiver. Number 5's a wide receiver. Number 6 is a wide receiver. And number 8's a wide receiver. So there you go. All the single digits all the way up to 8 are wide receivers. Obviously, 7's retired. And 2, you know, can't do 2 either. Kind of cool. Caleb Harris, he deserves this. Going from 18 to number 8. He's going to be an All-American. That kid's going to be so good. And then Champ Anthony, wrapping it up with Champ Anthony. Gruesome injury last year. Give him number 1. I think that says a lot about what how Auburn thinks about Champ Anthony or how Auburn feels about Champ Anthony and his leadership. I feel like you got to be a stud to wear number one. You got to be respected. You got to be looked at highly to wear number one and to get your number changed to it. I dig that. So this is big time, guys. Number releases are big. And I'm not just saying it. This big time. That means football's right around the corner. Not really, but spring football's right around the corner. And, hey, jersey sales will probably start pretty soon. So, now, you know what? I bet you they'll wait till the Nike drop to put out the new jerseys to buy. But there you go. There's your numbers for your newcomers for 2025. I love talking about stuff like this. I love joking around about numbers. I love joking around about height and weights. It's a ton of fun in the off season, getting ready for football. So with very little to talk about. So guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you need a real estate agent, if you're moving to the area, if you need you're inquiring about investment properties, long-term, short-term, or hey, you're just moving to the area, you want to know about the different neighborhoods, new construction. I've worked with a pile of builders. I can tell you everything you need to know. Check, give me a shout. Go to email me at krush@thekeyagency.realestate. You can also DM me on social media if you want to, Twitter, Instagram, doesn't matter. I'll love to reach out and help you. Find your house, build your house, sell your house, whatever it needs to be. Love to work with you. So give me a shout. Really appreciate it, guys. If you like the video, like it. If you like the channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We'll be back again soon. We'll be back live Sunday night. So definitely make sure you tune in then. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.